Right, Tom.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to the Iowa Event Center in Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines as we get ready for semifinals of the Class 1A Boys State Basketball Tournament for 2017. Up first is the first semifinal as number one rated and unbeaten Northland will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck out of the North Iowa Cedar League. And good morning, everyone. Scott Unash joining you here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. First of our two games here today. Coming up later on, it will be Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight at 6:20. As the Xavier Saints will take on Waverly Shellrock in a Class 3A state semifinal. Then coming up tomorrow, also on all three frequencies like tonight will be, it'll be Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the all-corridor, all-MVC semifinal in Class 4A. We'll have that tomorrow for you at about 1:20 in the afternoon. That'll be on all three of the frequencies. But up first, it will be Class 1A basketball as North Lynn and Gladbrook Rhinebeck get ready to tangle here today. The North Lynn Lynx come in 26-0 on the year, champions of the Western Division of the Tri-Rivers Conference, and they are coached by the co-head coaches, the father and son team of Mike Hilmer and Bob Hilmer. In the first round, North Lynn got by Maple Valley Antonoto by a score of 54-49. They take on a Gladbrook Rhinebeck team that got by Linville Sully in a terrific first-round matchup by a score of 53-50. And a Gladbrook Rhinebeck team that has had much success with this group of athletes that is going through right now for the Rebels. They have won the last two football state championships. They were the runners-up in football in 2014. Also, they won the 2015 Boys State Basketball Championship. They were here a year ago, where they finished fourth in that particular season. This is the third appearance for Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and they come in with a record of 25-2. And for Gladbrook Rhinebeck, they defeated Grundy Center, Belle Plaine, Colonesco, and then in overtime, topped Wapsie Valley 68-62 in the sub-state final. As far as North Lynn is concerned, their tournament trail, defeating Maquoketa Valley 86-51, got by Easton Valley 60-33. A big win over Clinton Prince of Peace, 59-48, and beat Clayton Ridge, 57-31, in the sub-state game up in Manchester before the win, 54-48, in that first round over Maple Valley, Antonoto. So two teams making their third appearance here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Gladbrook Rhinebeck has had terrific success, and North Lynn would like to get back to the championship game and get there for the first time in school history so they can make some championship history today as far as the Northland High School is concerned. Both teams out on the court here in front of us going through their last-minute warm-ups here in front of a good crowd that is assembled here on this Thursday morning at Wells Fargo Arena. A lot of blue behind us with Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Blue, white, black, and silver are their school colors. And, of course, the maroon and white across the way. A lot of folks have made the trek from the Troy Mills, Walker, and Coggin area down here to see North Lynn in action here on this Thursday morning. North Lynn Lynx, of course, led by Jay Kilmer, David Siever, and Ryan Miller, three double-figure scorers. In fact, for this game here today, we are going to see two of the, not only the top basketball players in the state of Iowa, as far as 1A is concerned, but we're also going to see two of the top athletes in the state of Iowa going at it head-to-head here today and maybe even matching up with one another, depending on how things go defensively. But for North Lynn, of course, Jay Kilmer, 21.5 points per ball game, and Hilmer also not only with that gaudy number as far as points, 4.7 rebounds a game, shooting 40% from three-point range, 83% from the free throw line. State high 10 assists per ball game to go along with almost 5 steals per contest. But he's going to be matched up against one of the state's best, another All-Stater, Joe Smolk, a 6'1 senior, averaging 30.4 points per ball game. You heard that right. Over 30 points a game. He got 28 in the first round, and he was under his average for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Averages 4.5 points, or 4.5 rebounds per ball game. A 50% three-point shooter. He's made 101 three-pointers on the year for the Rebels and shoots 86% from the line. Also dishes out 5 assists and comes up with 3 steals a game for this Gladbrook Rhinebeck team. So Joe Smoltz is going to be a handful. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is also going to have a height advantage in this one here today. They go 6'5", 6'5", and 6'4". On the front line, and then Joe Smolt lines up at 6'1 at the point. So this Northland team going to have to play big today with Trevor Bogey and Adam Wasco in the middle. Ryan Miller is going to have to play big, and maybe even Jay Kilmer, because I would imagine he's going to see a lot of Joe Smolt here today. Had a chance to talk with co-head coach Mike Kilmer before the ball game. Asked him the strategy. What do you do to stop a Joe Smolt, or at least slow down a Joe Smolt? He said most teams let him get the numbers and let him get the points and concentrate on the other players, the periphery, if you will. They're going to do things a little bit different today, as they are actually going to try to double up Joe Smolt, make sure he doesn't get the basketball as much as he usually does. And with that in mind, try to stop the head of the snake, if you will, a little bit. Right now, we're going to get ready for our national anthem to be presented. That'll be coming up here in just a moment. We've got a group of young ladies as they are going to perform our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments or so as we get ready for North Lynn and Gladbrook Rhinebeck here from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Then we'll get you the starting lineups and get you ready for basketball here. Young ladies from Colonesco High School are going to be performing our national anthem here for this Thursday morning session and Thursday afternoon session here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Father Craig Collison right now going over the laurels of this particular group. And as soon as that is completed, we will have our national anthem for you coming up here from Wells Fargo. So we are, Colfax Mingo is the sextet. National anthem performed by a sextet from Colfax Mingo High School here in the Des Moines area, just to the east of Des Moines. Did a very fantastic job here, and we are ready to go as far as basketball is concerned. Continuing what we were talking about a little bit earlier on, Joe Smolt, 30.5 points per ball game, and Mike Hilmer says we are not going to give him his points. He's going to have to earn the points coming up today. And with that in mind, they're going to do a lot of doubling before he gets the basketball. Soon as the basketball comes, and maybe even after he starts driving down the lane. Now, with that in mind, he said, we're going to try that, but we may have to change the strategy a little bit if it doesn't work. Two things to look forward to today for Northland: the pressure defense. If they can cause turnovers in the full court and get some easy buckets coming off of that. That is going to be a help. And North Lynn's going to have to shoot the basketball well because they are giving up 3-4 inches across the front line to this Gladbrook-Rhinebeck Rebel basketball team. So North Lynn's going to have to shoot it well and maybe cause some turnovers, and that is two things they have done very, very well throughout the year. It could be a very high-scoring game here this morning. North Lynn averaging 78 points per ball game, and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck at 69 points per ball game as well. We'll keep you updated on what's happening in the world of college basketball as well. Iowa State just underway with pregame on 1600 AM as the Cyclones getting ready to take on Oklahoma State in a quarterfinal game at the Big 12 men's basketball tournament played down at the Sprint Center down in Kansas City. Iowa in action later on in the Big 10 tournament as well. They will take on Indiana at 5:30. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. A big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate that, and you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and North Lynn ready to go at it here today from Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines. And let's go ahead and give you our starting lineups for this morning's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors, the Rebels of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, 25-2 on the year. And they come out of the North Iowa Cedar League Western Division, a terrific league as far as basketball is concerned. And they won that Western Division side. Teams in the East, Jessup, Applington, Parkersburg in there. Some very good basketball teams. Wapsie Valley in there as well. Two losses this year were to Jessup in conference play and also lost a non-conference game to South Hamilton. Both of those teams are 2A squads, so this was an unbeaten team against Class 1A competition this year for Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. For the Rebels, they will go with Matt Roding at a forward. He is a 6'4 senior, and Roding averaging 5.2 points and second on the team in rebounding at 5.7 boards per game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 12, Caden Kickbush. He is a 6'5 junior, averaging 12 points per ball game, 3.7 rebounds per contest. At center, it'll be number 44, Tyler Pierce, a 6'5 senior, and Pierce averaging just under 10 points a ball game and a team-high 6.5 rebounds, shoots 57% from the field. And the guards will be number 3, Walker Tatey, a 5'10 junior. Tatey averaging 3 points per ball game, doesn't shoot it a whole lot. And then the guy who does shoot it a whole lot, number 20, Joe Smoltz, 6'1 and a senior, the returning All-Stater, averaging 30.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 101 made threes on the year, shooting 50%, 86% free throw shooter, 5 assists, and almost 3 steals per game. The head coach for Gladbrook-Rhinebeck is Scott Kibaras. He is a graduate of Cal State Chico and a record of 288 and 162 for Kibbers. Now the starting lineup for North Lynn. The Lynx come in, the champions of the Tri-Rivers Conference Western Division, 26-0 on the year, and seeded number 1 and rated number 1 in Class 1A. They will go with their usual starting lineup, the 3 guards and the 2 forwards. It will be at a guard, Ryan Miller, the 5'10 junior, and Miller averaging 18.7 points. That's second on the team, and 4.5 rebounds per game as well. Also at a guard, it'll be number 22, David Sieber. Sieber, a 5'9 sophomore, 15.5 points and almost 3 rebounds a game. 84 made threes on the year for Sieber. Also at a guard, it'll be the All-Stater for North Lynn, number 14, Jay Kilmer, 5'11 sophomore at 21.5 points per ball game. 40 made threes on the year, 83% for the line, 10 assists and 5 steals per ball game. And up front, at a forward, it'll be Trevor Bogey, number 40, the 6'2 sophomore. Bogey at 7.9 points and just over 3 rebounds a game. And also at a forward, number 50, Adam Wasco, 6'5 junior. Wasco, 7 points, team high, 6 boards, shooting 59% from the field. The head coaches, the co-head coaches for North Lynn are Mike Hilmer and Bob Hilmer. Bob Hilmer, of course, the all-time, right now, all-time win leader as far as basketball is concerned, with 836 wins now for the North Lynn Lynx. Our officials today, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, are Marshall Cotton, the former University of Iowa footballer out of Mount Pleasant, Brad Van Roekel out of Boyden, and Raleigh Weavers out of Charter Oak. So a very veteran crew for this one here this morning. Rebels in their traveling blue uniforms, white numbers, white letters trimmed in black. Rebels across the front with the black striping down the side. And North Lynn in their home white with the maroon trim. A maroon letters and numbers with North Lynn across the front. And the striping down the side of the shorts, the maroon striping. Set to go, it'll be Roding tipping it up against Wasco. As we are set to go here from the boys state basketball tournament, the first of two 1A state semifinals. Winner will either get Des Moines Grandview Christian or Remsen St. Mary's coming up. They will play next here in our second semifinal of the day in Class 1A. Then they'll have the two 2A semifinal games. And then Class 3A tonight. We'll get things started with Xavier and Waverly Shellrock tonight for you, right here on all three of our frequencies. Great to have you with us here on KGYM. Wasco and Roding to tip it up. And we're underway, and Blackbrook-Reinbeck gets the tip. It'll be Smolt bringing it up. And North Lynn going to start things off man-to-man, and it's going to be Sieber picking up Smolt right away. Tatey holds it with Hilmer on him. A high pass, too high and out of bounds over the head of Kickbush. And the first turnover of the ball game goes to Gladbrook-Reinbeck. Good half-court pressure that time by the Lynx. And we talked about that in the pregame as one of the keys to this one. Hilmer, over it comes to Miller. His three won't go from the far left wing, and the rebound to Smolt. North Lynn, even on misses, going to pick up Gladbrook-Reinbeck with three-quarter court pressure, and we'll see how the Rebels will handle it. Smolt. Trapped by at the center circle, wiggles out of it, gets over to left wing, open three-pointer up and good, put up by Caden Kickbush. Kickbush, 46 threes in the year, second on the team, makes his first quick three, no good by Hilmer, and the rebound out of there to Gladbrook-Reinbeck. Rebels with a 3-0 lead ahead to Roding. Roding drives underneath and the pass for Pierce, and he gets the easy layup, and it's 5-0 Gladbrook-Reinbeck. And we're a minute four into the contest. Hilmer stutter dribble. Quick pass to the corner. Three-pointer up. No. On the line drive. And Hilmer the rebound. Turns. Puts up the follow-away shot. No. Right of the lane. And the rebound to Roding. And North Lynn a little bit cold here at the outset. Throw over the top of the pressure here for Gladbrook-Reinbeck. Kick outside. Three-pointer going to be way off. An air ball that time by Kickbush. Made his first one, missed his second. North Lynn the other way. Here's Hilmer for the three-pointer. Too strong, and the rebound to Smolt. So far, one and done here in the early going for North Lynn. Kickbush on the drive. No-look pass over to Tatey, and now the Rebels will set it up. Kickbush goes baseline. Leaves it inside for Pierce. Goes up strong and scores, and it's 7-0. And North Lynn's going to get a quick timeout. So Gladbrook-Reinbeck breaking the pressure. And like we talked about in the pregame, they hit a three to start things off and then go inside with the superior height advantage, and it's already 7-0 here in favor of Gladbrook-Reinbeck. Rebels are rated fourth in the state in the AP poll, and they are seated fourth. As we mentioned, this is a team that has not lost to a Class 1A school this year. They've got some very good victories in a very, very tough conference. And they have been here before on the big stage here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Also have a non-conference 20-point win over a good Montezuma team here for 2016-2017. See what North Lynn can do off the 30-second timeout. They get it inside, an easy layup. Good by Miller. And Miller puts North Lynn on the board, and it's 7-2 Rebels. Here's a trapping pressure. Ball almost tipped away from Smolt. And they work it outside. Cross-court pass. Smolt puts it on the floor, steps in. Open 17-footer, rimming in and out, no good. Off the Kickbush assist try. Rebound North Lynn. Great pass up ahead. Hilmer found Miller underneath, but Gladbrook-Reinbeck got back very quickly here. Miller fakes the three right wing, circles up top. Over in the corner now to Hilmer. Glaberick Ryan back in the man-to-man. Cross-court skip pass. Miller, three-pointer, no. Off the back iron. Sieber the rebound to Hilmer. Penetrates all the way in. Double pumper good for Jake Hilmer, and he's on the board. And it's 7-4, so back comes North Lynn with four straight. Smolt behind the back with the dribble. Breaks across the timeline. And angles left with the dribble. Takes it baseline, and we're going to get a bumping foul called on North Lynn. Double teaming Smolt wherever he goes. And foul's going to go against Ryan Miller on the double. And that'll be his first, team's first. Ball out of bounds for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. They try to get it back to Smolt. The pass tip stolen away. Roding had good position down low, but actually tried to get it to Smolt. High pass. Nice touch pass out top to Sieber. Northland could tie with the three ball here. Hilmer to Siebers. They work the perimeter. Miller as Gladbrook Rhinebeck's going to go to the 2-3 zone. Hilmer driving baseline. In all the way. Cut off by Pierce. Both these teams will play about seven at the most. Entry feed to Bogey. Kick to the corner. Sieber, three-pointer short. And the rebound out of there to Gladbrook Rhinebeck as Roding got it. 7-4 Rebel lead. 4:18 to play here in the opening quarter. Smolt, stop-and-go move, drives in, drops it underneath to Pierce. Turnout shot good from the left block, and Pierce with a good start. Pierce already with four. And a chance at the three-point play, and we're going to get a media timeout. As these games now being televised, so we will get a media timeout at the 3:59 mark and a 9-6 lead for Gladbrook Rhinebeck here in the early going. And your strategy changes a little bit with all the stoppages that we are going to have now for the rest of the state tournament. A couple subs coming in. Thomas Musig will come in for Gladbrook Rhinebeck off their bench. And Musig, a 6'5 senior, averaging 3.6 points off the bench, and Mason Skovgaard will come in. He's a 6'5 junior, so even more height coming in now for the Rebels. So far, shooting percentages, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 4 out of 6, 67%. Northland, 3 for 10, and the Lynx shooting at a 30%. Northland, 0 for 6 from 3-point land so far here in the ball game. And Tyler Pierce already with 6 points here for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. First two today here at KGYM. Coming up later on, it'll be Xavier and Waverly Shellrock tonight. Former Xavier coach Brad Jones will join me for that one coming up this evening here from the state capitol. North Lynn will stay with their five, and with the media timeouts today, the starters may go a little bit longer for North Lynn. We will have to wait and see on that. Throw the cap off. The three-point opportunity is good there by Hilmer. And he's got five now in the game to lead North Lynn. And it's 9-7. Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Kick push. He'll circle it back out front. Gets it up top to Smolt. Going one-on-one, behind the back with a dribble a couple times, lost the handle, picks it up, drives in, now a step-back jumper, forced it up, missed it, but the offensive board put back no good underneath there by Kickbush, and out of there with it comes North Lynn. So far, so good on Smolt with the double-teaming. High-low pass inside, turnout shot rejected out of there from Bogey, got it back and laid it in. Trevor Bogey stayed with it, and we are tied at 9. A 9-2 run right now by the North Lynn Lynx. Smolt on the drive. Smolt drop-off pass, right baseline jumper. Good. Tatey got the friendly roll. And the 5'10 junior, Walker Tatey on the board. It's 11-9. As Rebels going to get ready to bring back a couple of their subs. Here is a three-pointer up and good. Ryan Miller from the left wing is 66th of the year. 12-11. North Lynn on top for the first time as the Lynx get their first three-pointer. Cross court, angle pass, and get it to Kickbush. Goes between the legs with it, leaves it for Smolt. Smolt lost it for a moment. Siever's done a great job working on Smolt, getting some help from Miller and others. Bounce pass inside, getting loose underneath, and the layup good. Putting it up and in, Thomas Musig. And Musig with his first point. And the first points off the bench. We seesaw back and forth. 13-12, Rebels on top with 2:12 to play here in the game's first quarter. Bounce inside, Bogey back out of cup. Siever, deep three, good from NBA range in the right wing. Northland looks a lot more confident and a lot looser today than they did in that first round game against Maple Valley Antinoto. And Kickbush called for traveling as he made a move left of the lane. 15-13, Northland lead. As Roding and Pierce back in for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And Carter Johnson will make his first appearance. The 6'1 sophomore coming in now for the Northland Lynx. Setting the screen, Hilmer up top. Quick pass to the corner. Siever open, three, no good short. Rebound, Smolt. Did a good job of keeping it alive over Jake Hilmer that time. Pass up top. Skoggard works it in the front court. Over comes to Roding. Stutter dribble now driving baseline. Skoggard, a no-look pass inside through the hands of Pierce. Picked up by Smolt. Three-pointer up way off. No good to the left wing. An air ball. Long up-court pass. Caught by Hilmer underneath. Head fake and was fouled from behind. I think they got Smolt. And that would be his first and the second on the Rebels. Bradley Fluhop will get ready to come in for Northland after the first Hilmer free throw, and it's short, no good. Jake, an 83% foul shooter. Fluhop into the ball game for Northland. 1:18 to play first quarter. 15-13 lead for the Lynx. Second free throw right through. And six early for Jake Hilmer. Pressure, beaten this time, and Smolt will take it all the way in and score with a right-hand layup. They put Smolt in a different spot instead of bringing it up. Got him to be the recipient. Here's Hilmer the other way. A leaner no good as Pierce hit the deck. 16-15 lead for the Northland Lynx. Under a minute to play here in quarter number one. Smolt bringing it up against Siever. Goes between the legs. Now a drive. Drop-off pass to Pierce. Had it blocked by Bogey from behind. Good defense by Trevor Bogey. 42 seconds to play, first quarter. And Hilmer will back it out. Northland survived that early jump from Gladbrook Rhinebeck at 7-0. Looks like the Lynx will go for the last shot here. Clock down to 25 seconds to play. Northland against the 2-3 zone here for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Kickbush will come out there on top along with Roding. 10 seconds to play. Now Northland will get in the offense. Bogey, Siever between the circles. Works it over to Hilmer. Jake goes crossover on the drive. Fall away jumper from 15 won't go. And the rebound to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and they'll hold it for the end of the first quarter. We are through one. In this 1A state semifinal, it's Northland 16, Gladbrook Rhinebeck 15. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash with you here from the Iowa Event Center at Wells Fargo Arena and a 16-15 North Lynn lead here after the first quarter. North Lynn shooting 6 of 17. A lot of shots in that first quarter. 35%, 2 out of 9, 22% from beyond the arc. They're also getting to the free throw line more than Gladbrook Ryan back here in the early going. Rebels shooting it better, getting a lot of point blank opportunities at 54%. They're 7 of 13 so far here in the ball game. 1 out of 3 from 3-point land. Have not shot a free throw as of yet. Gladbrook Ryan back out, rebounding North Lynn 9-8 right now. Gladbrook Ryan Beck jumped out to a 7-0 lead. And back came North Lynn as the Lynx put together a 9-2 run to tie things up. And then we kind of seesawed back and forth after that. Quarter number two underway. And North Lynn with a basketball. Fluhop stays out there. Carter Johnson. Hilmer bounces inside to Bogey. Gets it down low to Johnson. Follow-away shot block on the right block. As the block put in there by Skogard. And here come the Rebels. Going to the basket to our left against the North Lynn man-to-man. Now it's going to be Miller picking up Smolt to start the second quarter. Katie uses up the dribble right wing. Cross-court pass tipped away by Fluhop, intercepted by Carter Johnson. Bad pass. Turnover number four. North Lynn without a turnover in this ballgame so far. Hilmer turns the corner, takes a free throw line, tried to bounce underneath to Johnson, who wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds. As Wasco and Siever coming back in for North Lynn. And coming back in is Kickbush for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Roding, Kickbush, Pierce, Smolt, and Tatey, the starting five back in there for head coach Scott Kibaris and Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Bullet pass, kick outside to Kickbush, takes it left baseline, cut off. Hook pass inside and into a double team, and it was tipped away. Tried to get it to Pierce. Turnover number five on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Hilmer in the front court. Rebels back to the zone. 2-3. They started in man, but they've gone zone. Miller has hit a three-pointer. Hilmer directing traffic up top between the rings. Siever, far sideline. Brings it back out front. Bounce pass back to Hilmer. They play catch inside. Fluhop turn on 15-footer. No. And Pierce with a rebound. High percentage shot there by Bradley Fluhop. Just would not go. Smolt averaging 30. Has only two so far. Northland doubling him wherever he goes. Cross court. Kick push. Looking inside. Back out front now to Roding. Tatey. Bounce down low. Against double team on Smolt. Bullet pass down low. Finds the open man. Roding, who gets the layup. Gladbrook Rhinebeck by two. Hilmer the other way through traffic. High off the glass with a double pump runner and got it. Hilmer's penetration has been big here early. And North Lynn back out on top by one at 18-17. Ball tipped away on the pressure defense. Stolen. Three turnovers out of four possessions here for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Hilmer stopped at Gomu. Takes it inside. Kick out to Siever. Good defense by Gladbrook Rhinebeck. As they try with the extra pass, Miller got it over to Hilmer now, left wing. 5:35 to play here in the opening half. From Des Moines in the state basketball tournament. Miller plays catch with Hilmer outside the arc right wing. No look, bounce pass, high post. Fluhop had it knocked away from behind by Kickbush, who took it away. Up court it comes. Nice catch in traffic. Pierce, kick out. Kickbush, three-pointer is good. Kickbush with another one. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck up by two. Hilmer inside gets the layup off a nice spin move as he again dribble penetration into the heart of the lane. Into the land of the Giants right there. Tied at 20. We thought we'd see an up-tempo game. We're getting an up-tempo game. Smolt gets doubled. Finds Roding, and Roding traveled with it. No, but before a travel, going to have a reach foul called. Think they're going to get Hilmer. And it will be on Jake. Only his first and the second on the team. We have not had many whistles so far. Trevor Bogey back in for North Lynn. Smolt to inbounds. And he'll get it right back. Smolt, only 2 points so far in this game, but he's had several assists. Roding in the high post, goes back to Smolt in the corner, fakes, turn, and then was fouled as he put it on the floor by, I think, Wasco. And that will be the case. Let's go. 4:39 to play first half, tied at 20. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck basketball. They trap Smolt in the corner. Smolt, stutter dribble, goes crossover. Tries to drop it inside, goes back door to Pierce. Ball fake, layup missed, no good. And then Pierce going to get called for going over the back. And that'll be his second. Missed the point blank bunny down low. They are double teaming Smolt, which is good, but he is finding the open player underneath. 4 assists so far for Joe Smolt, but only 1 out of 4 shooting. Northland basketball, they'll bring it up with Hilmer. 20-20 game. Hilmer penetrates again, drives in. Leaner blocked this time. Locked out of there by Mason Skogard, who's back in there for Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. Smolt backs his way across the center line into front court. Uses the Tatey screen, cross-court pass, kick push, starts to go baseline, cut off. Back to Skovgaard, who's in there for Pierce, who's on the bench with 2 fouls. Out front, Smolt on Siebert. Pull up, three-pointer, up, good. Nothing you can do about that. It was good defense by Siebert. Smolt just rose above him and hit the big three-pointer, and it's 23-20, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. Back outside, Miller, three, good. He answers on the right wing for Northland. 8 for Ryan Miller. Back and forth we go. Another tie, 23-23. Breaking the pressure. Carter kick push, or Caden kick push. I beg your pardon, get to the Smolt. Inside, dump pass left of the lane, putting on the floor, losing it was Roding. North Lynn comes up with it, and they get a timeout. See if it's a 30-second timeout. And it will be. And it's going to turn into... Well, let's see if they're going to turn it into a full timeout, and they will. So North Lynn called the 30-second timeout, but it's going to turn into a full timeout here, immediate timeout. So we'll go ahead and take it here with 3:18 to play in the first half. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck and North Lynn tied at 23, and we'll be back after this minute timeout on KGYM.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How!
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Back at the boys' state basketball tournament. They're having a discussion at the scorers table right now. Raleigh Weavers is over there, and I think they're trying to figure out, it was a media timeout here, but they're trying to figure out if they're going to get North Lynn charged with that timeout, and I don't think they are going to charge them with the timeout. And I'm with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck coach Scott Kibbers here. You call a timeout, you don't get charged for a timeout. So I think North Lynn got a break right there. So North Lynn still going to have 4 timeouts remaining. So even though they used it there, it's still going to be a TV timeout. 23-23, North Lynn and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. And now one of the bench officials talking things over with the Gladbrook-Rhinebeck bench. And the Rebel fans are a little annoyed behind us. And I don't blame them. So still going to be 4 timeouts Yep, four timeouts. That's the official word. So North Lynn was not charged for a timeout right there, even though they got one. So North Lynn basketball. That's Bogey, Hilmer, Sieber, Wasco into the ball game along with Ryan Miller. Starting five in there for the Hilmers. And North Lynn shooting for the lead. Back to the zone for Gladbrook, Rhinebeck. A 2-3, but they're going to come out and pick up Hilmer up top in a matchup. Wasco spins right free throw line. Hilmer directing traffic, turns the corner, takes it inside, hangs, fakes, now drops it off for Wasco, gets the layup. Good back cut by Adam Wasco. And he's got his first bucket. Pressure put on by North Lynn, 25-23. As Gladbrook Rhinebeck gets it to Smolt up top. 1-4 look. Smolt going one-on-one. Cut off. Gets it back up top. Roding on the drive. He gets double teamed. Now it's going to be Bogey on Smolt this time. Smolt will rise off the crossover dribble and drill the three from the left wing. Again, terrific defense. Smolt's got eight. Gladbrook Rhinebeck up one. 26-25. As Smolt starting to heat up, but back comes Ryan Miller on the three-pointer from the far left wing. And he's got 11, including three threes. 28-26, North Lynn, trap at the front court. Roding on the drive. No-look pass inside, goes out of bounds. Turnover number seven on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. 2:04 to play here in the first half. And North Lynn with the two-point lead. Listening to high school basketball this morning on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. No-look bounce pass inside. Wasco traveled with it before the shot. Great look. Jake Hilmer is really causing problems with dribble penetration against his 2-3 zone. Smolt directing traffic, bringing it up against Sieber in the backcourt. Drives in, stop and go dribble, and takes it left of the lane, and a blocking foul going to be called on Ryan Miller. Smolt wanting help from the officials as far as handshakes is concerned. Second on Miller, fourth on North Lynn. And it'll be ball out of bounds to Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Bradley Fluhoff back in for North Lynn. Miller's going to have to take a seat, and he was red hot from the perimeter from three-point land. Lob pass into Roding. Left of the lane, cross court to kick Bush. His jumper on the way, no, and we're going to have a rebounding foul on Skogard. That'll give it back to North Lynn on the 14th foul for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Minute 35 to play. Hilmer stop and go dribble. Now reverses field, circles left up top, gets it over to Fluhop, left wing. Hilmer wants the high ball screen from Bogey. Gets it. Goes crossover on the drive. In all the way. Scoop layup. No. Wasco, the offensive rebound. Hooks it back up. No. And the rebound out of there to Roding. And he just turned and threw it away. Tried the outlet pass, and nobody was there. And it goes right back to North Lynn. Lynx with the basketball off the turnover. Hilmer driving in, looking back door, out top, Fluhop. He'll try it for three and got it, top of the key. Bradley Fluhop with his 18th three-pointer. North Lynn with a five-point lead at 31-26. Biggest advantage of the ball game. Smolt, pull-up, jumper, won't go. Chased down by Sieber. North Lynn on the run. Here comes Hilmer, behind the back with the dribble. Takes it to the free throw line. Leaner on the way, no. Tried to keep it alive, and they're going to get Hilmer for going over the back. And that's going to be two on Jake Hilmer. And looks like Mike Hilmer looking for the substitution. Did not do it, though. So with 40 seconds to play, he's going to keep Jake in there. Driving a kick. Skogard will try it for three. No good. And Wasco the rebound. Gladbrook Rhinebeck has forgotten about their height advantage here in the latter portion of the second quarter, and they are shooting jumpers, and that's what North Lynn wants. 22 seconds to play. Lynx will go for the last shot. Hand back to Hilmer. Holds it way out front. Hilmer over to Siever. Takes a look at the clock, 12 seconds. Spread court here for the Lynx. Hilmer with 7 seconds, starts to dribble. He gets doubled, goes crossover, drives. Hilmer, drop off pass, Wasco. Baseline jumper good at the horn. Great assist from Hilmer to Wasco. And a great second quarter for the Northland Lynx. They will take a 33-26 lead into the halftime break as Northland finished off the first half on a 10-3 run to take a 7-point lead. Halftime here from Des Moines. It is Northland on top over Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 33-26. We'll take a 90-second break and come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Back with you at halftime here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. A 17-11 second quarter for North Lynn. And they end on a 10-3 run, and the Lynx with the lead here at the break, 33-26. Scott Unash with you here at halftime as North Lynn with 9 more shot attempts here in the first half, and they've gotten this game at their tempo, and they've got Gladbrook Rhinebeck out of sorts right now, double-teaming Joe Smolt wherever he goes, averaging 30 points ball game. 8 only for Smolt in that first half of play here so far. And like we mentioned, Gladbrook Rhinebeck with the height advantage, but they have completely forgotten in the second quarter, especially in the last 4 minutes, about going inside and trying to get that height advantage going like they did early. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. North Lynn came back with a 9-2 run. And as we mentioned, stayed pretty close until North Lynn closed out the first half on a 10-3 run to take the 7-point lead at the break. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. First of all, for the North Lynn Lynx, Ryan Miller leading the way with 11, 3 3-point field goals, and a 2-pointer. Miller in that first half was 3 out of 5 3-point land and 4 out of 6 from the field. 10 points for Jake Hilmer. Had a good first half line as Hilmer, 4 of 11, but 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds and 6 assists in that first half of play for the North Lynn Lynx. Also for North Lynn, Adam Wasco with 4, David Siever with 3, Bradley Fluhop with a big 3-pointer and 3, and Trevor Bogey with 2. For Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Joe Smolt leading the way, but only with 8 points in that first half. Smolt, of course, averaging over 30 points a game. Caden Kickbush with 6, Tyler Pierce with 6, and then 2 apiece for Matt Roding, Walker Tatey, and Thomas Musick. Right now, Gladbrook Rhinebeck with 9 turnovers to only 3 turnovers for North Lynn in the first half of play. And also, Penn scoring right now is 3-2 in favor of the Northland Lynx. Foul trouble for Northland. Ryan Miller and Jake Hilmer do both have two fouls so far here in the game. Tyler Pierce with two fouls as well for Gladbrook. Ryan Beck shooting. Northland 13 of 30. They've got nine more shots off. 13 of 30, 43%. And 5 of 12, 42% for the Lynx. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line and 67%. Gladbrook, Ryan Beck, 11 of 21 and a 52% so far. 4 out of 9, 44% from three-point range. They have not shot a free throw in this one as of yet. Not shot a free throw as of yet. And as far as rebounding is concerned, Gladbrook Rhinebeck leading that 14 to 13. And North Lynn with four offensive rebounds. Four offensive rebounds here in the game for the Lynx. Biggest lead for either team has been seven here so far. Other stats for the first half. Points in the paint. North Lynn leading that 14 to 12. Points off turnovers, North Lynn leading that 5-3. Second chance points, North Lynn with an advantage there, 4-0. No fast break points so far, and we mentioned the bench 3-2 in favor of North Lynn. Score has been tied three times. We have had nine lead changes so far as North Lynn leads it here at the break, 33-26, number one leading number four. We got some college scores we can pass along to you here as the college tournaments continue on. Of course, Iowa State basketball coming up on 1600 AM. The pregame show is going on right now. A lot of basketball here today. Right now in the Big East tournament, it is Villanova on top of St. John's, 14-8. Atlantic 10, second round right now. It's Davidson leading LaSalle, 8-5. In the ACC quarterfinals, it's North Carolina and Miami just underway, a 4-2 lead for the Heels right now, the sixth-rated Tar Heels. In the Mid-American Conference quarterfinal, it's Eastern Michigan on top of Akron right now, 4-1. Big Ten will get underway in about 5-10 minutes or so with Michigan and Illinois in a second-round game. Of course, Iowa will take on Indiana. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. Iowa State and Oklahoma State will come up at the bottom of the hour down in Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament. That is the 4-5 matchup. If the Cyclones win, they will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we'd have a 5:30 pregame for that one coming up tomorrow for you right here on KGYM. Good first half for the Northland Lynx. Very good second quarter. Dribble penetration by Jake Hilmer has really bothered this Gladbrook Rhinebeck team. And as we mentioned, Hilmer in that first half already with a total of 6 assists. He averages 10.5 assists per game, and he's well on his way to that. He's finding the open man. Joe Smolt, 3 of 7 in that first half. We mentioned only 8 points so far, averaging 30 on the year. And right now, he's a little frustrated. Was talking with the officials, thought he was getting bumped a little bit, but no, only a couple of calls have been made. One thing for North Lynn, keep up that pressure defense, not allow Smolt to look inside for the easy passes down low to their 6'5", 6'5", and 6'4 front line. And also North Lynn has to stay out of foul trouble. They've got Ryan Miller with two and Jake Hilmer with two fouls right now. So if they can get that taken care of, I think everything will be okay for North Lynn. We mentioned they were going to have to shoot it well in the pregame and defend well. They've done that so far. They have caused 9 turnovers so far in this game against Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And here at halftime, North Lynn with the lead as the Lynx lead at 33-26. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout and come back with second half action here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Our halftime score, number 1, North Lynn, 33. Number 4, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 26. Back after this 2-minute timeout, listening to State Tournament Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system. Oh,
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. I'm ready.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, when you buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner, you'll get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash with you. I'll be joined by Brad Jones coming up later on for the Xavier game here tonight. Xavier and Waverly Shellrock will go at it. We'll be on the air at 6:20 tonight on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM coming up this evening. As Northland and Gladbrook Ryan back, both going to their respective benches here. And the big controversy in that first half stays four timeouts for Northland. Now, Todd Tharp from the Iowa High School Athletic Association talked with the officials at halftime. Now, I think they are going to make that change. Now, they're talking it over with both benches here, so it may be down to three timeouts. They still have four on the board, but maybe that won't even be a factor here. Northland will come out with Miller, Bogey, Hilmer, Wasco, and Siebert. And for Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Kickbush, Smolt, along with Roding, Katie, and Pierce. Second half underway, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck basketball. So I'll head to the bucket to our right. Man-to-man defensively for Northland. High post. Roden kicks it outside. Smolt, triple threat position. Drives baseline. Takes it in. Cut off there by Wasco. Tatey goes up top. Kickbush fumbled it for a moment. Good defense for Northland. Smolt off the clear out. Going one-on-one. Rises for the 17th-footer. Off-balance shot. No good. Tipped around. Wasco or Bogey the rebound. Outlet pass. Hilmer behind the back with it. Drops it off for Seaburn, and he'll bring it back outside. Up top, Miller, three-pointer, way short. And it's going to come down to the Rebels. Everywhere Smolt goes, he was being double-teamed. Single team and then double-teamed. Coming up, cross-court pass, kick push, outside the arc left wing. Brooks it up top to Tatey, right of the key, off the clear out. Kick push, driving in, no-look pass inside, almost stolen away. Good play by Pierce to keep it alive for the Rebels. Hook pass to Tatey. He'll try the free throw line jumper. Way short. And the rebound to Bogey. Hands it off. Jake Hilmer brings it up court. Hilmer on the drive. No look pass down low. Wasco. Layup good. Another assist. Dribble penetration. No one is picking up and stopping Hilmer. And as long as that keeps going, it's going to be success for Northland. And it's 35-26. Scoreboard still is 33-26. Good drop off pass Smolt to Pierce for the easy layup. And the board has it 33-28, but it should be 35. Pull-up jumper won't go. Miller gets his own rebound, though. And now they've got it fixed, 35-28. Hilmer takes the left free throw line. Up top, Bogey, three, in and out, no. And over the back on Miller, and that is going to be his third foul. And immediately, Bradley Fluhop will come in.
Into the North Wind lineup, number 20.
As he will replace Ryan Miller. He'll have to take a seat with three. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 35-28 in favor of North Lynn. They've led by as many as nine. Smolt, pull-up three-pointer. Got it. Left to the key. Tough shot off the dribble. Smolt in double figures with 11. And back come the Rebels down by four. Hilmer circling down the lane. Hilmer all the way in. Takes it down low. Had it blocked. Got it back. Hangs, puts it up, and got it. Second effort by Jake Hilmer. Stuck with it, and he's got a dozen. Lead pass breaking the pressure. Tatey, a fall away. Banked home. Left block. Walker Tatey with his second field goal. They go back and forth, 37-33. Behind the back dribble. Hilmer drops it inside. Shot blocked. Foul called from behind. You're going to say the body for Caden Kickbush. And free throws coming up for Trevor Bogey. We have not shot many free throws here this morning. Bogey 65% on the year for North Lynn, and he gets the first. 13 of 20 coming in. Doesn't get to the free throw line a whole lot. Doesn't take much time. Puts it up, no good. Wasco trying to keep it alive, but it comes down with Gladbrook Reinbeck. Three now in the game for Bogey. 4-5-point lead, making it 38-33. Smolt, little stutter dribble, coming left with it. Smolt gets doubled, goes inside. Ball off the hands of Pearson, out of bounds. Bullet pass too hard, and that's turnover number 10 on Gladbrook Reinbeck. And Hilmer will bring it up with a 5-point lead at 38-33 for North Lynn. Wasco in the high post. Spins, they leave him open. Gets it right back to Hilmer. Off the high ball screen, tried to split a double team, lost it in the lane, flipped it over his head to Bogey, and North Lynn retains possession. Over to Fluhop. He'll try it for three. Short this time, and the rebound to Kickbush. Outlet pass, here comes Smolt. In transition. Good job by North Lynn to get back. Siever was there waiting for him. They double up on Smolt. Pass inside to Pierce. He gets double teamed. Kick outside. Kickbush, three-pointer, and he got the friendly roll. Nope, they're going to say a two. Had a foot on the line for Caden Kickbush. The line driver went. It's a one-possession game, 38-35. Siever from the near corner for three, no. Rebound loose and kept alive by Jake Hilmer. Did his Curly Neal impression on one knee, keeping the dribble alive. Drives in, left-handed shot, no, but he got fouled by Roding. And Jake Hilmer to the line for two. Jake Hilmer is just the Energizer Bunny out there. All out effort all the time for Jake Hilmer. 83% free throw shooter. First one rattles out. North Lynn now 3 out of 5. Make it 3 out of 6 from the line as Skogard will come in for Pierce. 4-10 to play in the third. North Lynn by three and make it four. Hilmer gets the friendly roll. He's got a baker's dozen in 13. 39-35. Smolt brings it across the timeline. Turns, takes it right free throw line. Extended, cut off. Good help by Hilmer. Spinning, gets it out top. Skovgaard at 6-5. Holds it, gets over to baseline to Kickbush. Drives in, hangs, puts it up, left it short. Rebounding foul on Ronan. Came over the back. That'll be his second. Team foul number three on Gladbrook Reinbeck. And Ryan Miller is going to check back in. And we're going to have a media timeout. 3:49 to play here in the third. North Lynn with a 4-point lead, 39-35 over Gladbrook Reinbeck. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
All right. 3:49 remaining in the third in North Lynn in this 1A state semifinal with a small jumper is missed after a Pierce bucket. As we welcome you back, it's 39-37. Gladbrook Rhinebeck can tie or take the lead with the long ball here. Smolt, hook pass inside, shot blocked on Pierce. Wasco got it. And here comes Northland the other way. Crossover dribble by Hilmer. Backdoor bounce inside. Bogey's running layup, no, and Pierce the rebound for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. 39-37, and the Gladbrook Rhinebeck crowd getting into it behind us here. As again, they can take the lead here or tie it. Smolt, jump stop, 15-footer, up no, but comes down deep to Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And then Skogard lost and going baseline. Hilmer on the overplay, comes out with a steal. Hilmer coast to coast, he'll get the layup. Big momentum change right there. It's Hilmer now with 15. 41-37, the lead for North Lynn. Skovgaard over the right side, holds it beyond the arc, up top to Roding. Kick push to Smolt, they clear out the left side for him, now gets it inside to Pierce, turn around, no, but he was fouled. He had Wasco on his hip, and I think they're going to get the foul on Wasco. That'll be the case, that'll be his second. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And it will be a full timeout. Now, the timeout controversy, I think, has been taken care of. They did charge North Lynn with a timeout in that first half when they took the timeout, were given a timeout, and then they changed it to a TV timeout. But we're not going to charge North Lynn with a timeout. But now they have, so it's down to three, and I think that was the right call. That is what Todd Tharp was talking with the officials about at halftime. Marion native with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So we are at the 1:21 mark of the third quarter, and it'll be Gladbrook Rhinebeck going to the free throw line for their first free throws of the morning here. North Lynn shooting at 39%, Gladbrook Rhinebeck right at 50%. But for North Lynn, on 16 buckets, they have 11 assists. And for high school basketball, or really any level of basketball, that is terrific. Jake Hilmer has 7 assists in the game to go along with 5 rebounds. He leads North Lynn in both of those categories. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is out rebounding the Lynx by 2. Free throw on the way. Up, no good by Pierce. He'll get one more. Pierce coming into the game here. 66%. Second one right through. And Pierce with 5 in the quarter. He's got 11 in the game. 80 seconds to play here in the third. North Lynn going to go spread court here in a double high post. Hilmer bounce to Carter Johnson, who's into the game. As right now, Wasco on the bench. Pull the pass inside to Bogey. Good. Drop off, but the shot blocked. Oh, they got a foul. Late whistle. That was a tough foul on Roding, who had a good block. That'll be his third in the fourth. And Carter Johnson to the line. I think North Flint caught a break there. That was a... just kind of grazed him with his leg going by. His free throw is good. And the Gladbrook Rhinebeck fans are letting the officials know about it. 42-38 North Lynn. Second free throw in and out. Rebounded by Kickbush. As Smolt will bring it up between the legs with the dribble. 100 minutes to play here in the third. Now Smolt on the drive. Smolt, hook pass underneath. Layup, no, but a foul called as Pierce will go to the line again. See who that foul is going to go against. And it's going to be the third on Hilmer. So he's got three, and Miller with three now. Free throw up good by the left-hander Pierce. He'll have one more. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union this morning here on KGYM as Skovgaard will come in. And taking a seat will be Roding. Free throw number two curls in. Pierce got a boat. 42-40 North Lynn. 45 seconds to play. See if the Lynx go for one here in the third quarter. Hilmer with three fouls. Going to have to be careful if he dribble penetrates here. Miller right now on the bench. Nope, Miller in the game right in front of us here. He is playing with three fouls as well. And North Lynn will go for the last shot. They will get the ball to start quarter number four. Hilmer with Tatey on him way out front. Splits a double team. Circles it back out. Directing traffic. Goes crossover with 12 seconds. Now driving left baseline. Cut off. Goes up with a leaner. No good. Try to keep it alive. Loose picked up by Gladbrook Rhinebeck. They've got time. 4 seconds. Skovgaard into the front court. Skip pass. Cross court. Intercepted by Hilmer. He'll throw it at the horn. And it's way off the mark. No good. We are through three. It's a two-point ball game. Between number one and number four, it's North Lynn 42, Gladbrook Rhinebeck 40. We'll come back with quarter number four in a minute. You're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Scott Unash with you on this Thursday morning from the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Through three quarters, North Lynn shooting 38%. Gladbrook Rhinebeck right now shooting 50%. North Lynn 29% from three-point range. Gladbrook Rhinebeck 5 of 10 for 50%. Joe Smolt had a three-pointer in that quarter, but he's been held to 11 so far. Strategy has been very good for North Lynn, as they have stopped the All-Stater, averaging 30 a game. He only has 11 entering the fourth quarter. But Tyler Pierce has picked it up to 13. He's averaging 9 a ball game. North Lynn basketball as we start quarter number four. Winner moves on to the championship tomorrow night. And the loser will go to the Concy coming up tomorrow morning. It'll be Bogey in there along with Wasco, Sieber, Miller, and Hilmer. Hilmer and Miller with three fouls apiece. Roding with three fouls for Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and he will start the fourth quarter. Tatey in there, Kickbush, Smolt, and Pierce for the Rebels. Here we go, fourth quarter. North Lynn looking to make school history, trying to get to their first state championship game. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck going to pick him up in the man-to-man. Northland going to the bucket to our left in their home whites with the maroon trim. Here's the backdoor alley-oop, knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Smoltz and knocked it away from Miller. And we'll say Northland basketball. Be Hilmer to inbound. Looking, and throws it in to Siebert. Out front, Jake Hilmer. Over to Bogey. As Northland going with a little bit of a spread court look here. Cross court alley-oop. Miller spins in the corner, gets away from Smoltz, circles it out front to Hilmer now. Hilmer with 7 assists so far in this game, gets over to Bogey. Now Gladbrook Rhinebeck is transferred into the 2-3 zone, out of the man. Changing defenses on the fly. Northland has held it for 47 seconds here to start quarter number 4. They dump it high post, back outside to Hilmer. To Bogey at the right free throw line. Drives in, got doubled out to Siebert. He'll rise for 3, short. And the rebound tipped around. Bogey kept it alive. To Hilmer, free throw line, turnaround jumper, rimming no, and the rebound to Smoltz. 42-40. As Smoltz will bring it up, Gladbrook Rhinebeck can tie or take the lead. They double Smoltz out top. Smoltz, little stutter dribble, coming right. He'll rise for 3 and book it. Big 3 there. Gladbrook Rhinebeck with the lead at 43-42. Skip pass over the top of the zone. Near side, Miller on the wing. Out top to Hilmer. He'll dump it to the free throw line. Fade away. Won't go by Bogey. And the rebound to Smoltz. Little bit of a danger time if Gladbrook Rhinebeck scores here. Smoltz on the drive. Pull up 17-footer right through. Smoltz with 5 in a row. He's got 16. Hilmer on the penetration. All the way in. Leaner missed it. Rebound out of there to Gladbrook Rhinebeck. 45-42 lead for the Rebs. And Smoltz has gone one-on-one the last 2 times down. He'll do it again. Double plump 3. No good. And Wasco the rebound. That was down and out. Hilmer lead pass to Siever. Turns. Deep 3 up. No good, short. Rebounded by the Rebels. One and done all of a sudden for North Lynn. And timeout going to be called. Gladbrook Rhinebeck. They'll take the full timeout. 5:32 to play here in the ballgame. It is Gladbrook Rhinebeck 45, Northland 42. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're like me, you probably rely on your phone to get things done. So I know you'll want to hear about Kabbage's mobile app. Kabbage has created a simple way for business owners to get funding from their phones. Download the mobile app and you can complete the application in minutes and access funds anytime. Kabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses. Download the Kabbage app today or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Back with you in Des Moines as we have 5:32 to play here in the ball game, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck has come back from a 9-point deficit to take a 45-42 lead. And off the timeout, it'll be Gladbrook Rhinebeck basketball. Pull up deep 3, left of the key, no, by Smoltz. The rebound to Ryan Miller. Northland on the run, late pass to Hilmer. Northland has done better this morning in transition. Against the zone, kick pass over to Siebert. 3 is too strong. Wasco had the rebound and picked it by Hilmer. He'll take it inside. 12-foot jumper, that won't go, and Northland has gone stone cold here to start the 4th. Rebel run right now. As right now, it is a 12-4 run by Gladbrook Rhinebeck. 12-4 run up top, Roding. Kicks it over right of the lane. Outside now it comes to Kickbush. Starting 5 in there for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Smoltz puts it on the floor, angles right. Now spins his way down the lane, drops it off for Pierce. Double pump, leaner good, count the foul. Great assist by Joe Smolt. We'll see who the foul's going to go against. And it's going to be the fourth on Ryan Miller. So that adds insult to injury. 5-point Rebel lead. And the left-hander Pierce gets the 3-point play as he gets the friendly roll. He's been the difference here in the second half. He's got 10 points and a half, 16 in the game. Seaver three, that won't go again from the near corner. Rebounded by Tatey. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck with a 6-point lead, looking to get to their third state championship game in the last 4 years. To go along with a couple of football championships, and there's a foul out front on David Seaver. Guarding Smolt, that'll be his first and the fifth on North Lynn. Smolt gets the inbound, 48-42. Seaver with only one foul, he'll stay attached to Smolt. Smolt stop and go dribble. Gets it to the baseline to Tatey. His pass knocked right back at him and picks it back up. Cross court, it goes to Kickbush. Three-pointer in and out. Pierce, though, battling for the rebound, was tied up. And we're going to have a jump, and it's going to stay with Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Three timeouts remaining. And I think we're going to get a timeout on the floor. And we'll keep it here for this one. 48-42 with 3:56 to play for the media timeout. North Lynn right now has gone cold. They are 16 of 50 for the game, 32%. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck right at 50%, 19 for 38. And as far as the fourth quarter is concerned, North Lynn right now has not scored. They are 0 for the quarter here in the ball game. 0 for the quarter here in the ball game. Xavier and Waverly Shellrock coming up later for you here on KGYM. We'll have that at 6:20 tonight on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. College basketball, throw your way. Villanova with a big lead in the first half over St. John's in the Big East quarters, 43-20. Atlantic 10 right now. Davidson leading LaSalle, 36-26. ACC, North Carolina over Miami, 25-18. It is Michigan leading Illinois, 18-7 in the first half. And Iowa State right now on top of Oklahoma State, 14-10. That is going on 1600 AM right now for you Iowa State fans out there. Cyclones in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. Iowa, Indiana coming up later on. Gladbrook Rhinebeck off the media timeout. They get it cross court. Here's Kickbush, right wing three-pointer, in and out. Wasco high to get the board for North Lynn. Ryan Miller brings it up court for the Lynx to Hilmer. Hilmer yo-yos the dribble, no look pass. Now over to Seaver. Fakes, gives it back to Miller behind the screen. Three-pointer in and out. Rebound foul on Bogey. That was halfway down and came out for Seaver. And now full court pressure put on by North Lynn with 3:34 to play. And Ryan Miller with four fouls staying out there. Really no reason not to have him out there. Smolt will bring it up in a hurry on Seaver. Goes between the legs with it. Brings it back out front. Almost had it knocked away by Hilmer. Now bounces it over to Kickbush along the sideline. They play catch with it. Ball tipped away. Stolen. Good tip away by Bogey. Stolen by Miller all the way in and was fouled by Smolt. And Smolt picks up his second and going to the free throw line. Trying to get North Lynn on the board here in the fourth quarter is Ryan Miller.
At the line for North Lynn, number 24, Ryan Miller.
Miller on the line for two. 77%. It's on the way and rattles in. Dozen now for the 5'10 junior. This entire team back next year, remember, for North Lynn. Second one up, good. Got them both, here comes the pressure. 13 now for Ryan Miller. 4-point game still, 48-44, 3:05 to play. Roding almost traveled with it, and now Tatey fouled on a push by Bogey. And that'll be the 1-1. 3:04 to play. That'll send Gladbrook Ryan back to the line. Walker Tatey, not a good free throw shooter, though, at 54%. 14-26 for the year. So this is a guy you want on the line if you're North Lynn. Benzanese puts it up and missed it. Off the back iron, too strong. And the rebound out of there to Bogey. Comes North Lynn. Hilmer penetrates all the way in. Jump stop, layup, good. Count it a foul. Not good defense there by Gladbrook Reinbeck. And Roding will get the foul. That'll be his fourth. Hilmer now is 17. He can pull the links within one. Free throw up, right through. 48-47, Gladbrook Reinbeck as we come down to the end of this one. Roding, bounce underneath the Tatey, had a block from behind. Good block by Bogey out of bounds. As they beat the pressure. 2:47 to play. It'll be Smolt to trigger. In front court for Gladbrook Reinbeck. Looking, still looking, gets in the corner now to Kickbush. Caden Kickbush circles out of there, gets it to Roding up top. 2:40 to play. Here in the ball game, 1 point lead, and Smolt fouled by Bogey. 1-1 for Joe Smolt. That's not the guy you want on the free throw line. He's 86%, and he's been there a ton. 210 attempts this year for Joe Smolt from the line. He'll have a one and bonus coming up. On the way, up, good. He'll get the second free throw. Averaging 30 and a half a game, has only 17 here today. One more, high archer, missed it. Stays a two-point game, 49-47, and North Lynn can take the lead with a three ball. 2.5 to play. Hilmer angling right with it. In the corner, Sieber for the lead, no. Rebound on the weak side, and a foul going to be called, I think, on Wasco, as he got tangled up there with Kickbush. There wasn't much there. I think it was two guys going for the ball. And Wasco will get the charge with the foul. That'll be his third. Ninth foul. So final 1-1. Kickbush to the line. Up, good. 86%. So he's the second best free throw shooter out there. He's looking for double figures. Has nine. Has one more on the way. Got it. Got them both. Lead now two possessions, 51-47. 2:20 to play. Hilmer to the corner to Ryan Miller. Sieber works it up top. Hilmer against a 2-3. Bounce inside. Sieber, quick pass to the corner. Miller, open three, going to be short. Rebound, Hilmer underneath. Had a block from behind. Oh, and a foul on Kickbush. And that was pretty clean. We had a good angle on it. And they just showed it on the big board, and it was an even cleaner block. So North Lynn gets a break. Hilmer to the line for two, and banks or gets the first one, I should say. That was team foul number 7 on Gladbrook Reinbeck. Hilmer gets him. And North Lynn back within two. 51-49. Pressure defense. Throw over the top. Here comes Kickbush in the open court. And he'll hold it and get it back to Roding. Under two to play in the ballgame. Smolt out front. Foul. Sieber guy on the hole. That'll be his second. And now the double bonus coming up. Neither crowd happy with the officiating, but what's new this week? So Smolt will go to the line. One out of two this morning. This one on the way and good. 19 now, make it 18 for Smolt. North Lynn down to 32% shooting. Gladbrook Reinbeck at 48%. Free throw number two, up and swish through. 19 for Smolt, 53-49, back to a two possession lead. Hilmer, standing dribble out front with the left hand. Kicks in the corner to Miller. Gets it right back. Hilmer penetrates all the way in. Scoop layup, no. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be North Lynn ball. as it was off the hands of Matt Roding, who couldn't collect the ball. So Hilmer to put it in. Bounce up top. Sieber was open, did not take the three. Pass tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Caden Kickbush. Minute 37 to play, 53-49, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. As will be North Lynn inbound. We'll join the Iowa State game coming up here on the FMs as soon as we are done with this one. Hilmer directing traffic, turned down to three, kicks it right side to Miller. Back it comes to Hilmer. We're going to get a timeout taken by North Lynn. They'll use one of their three remaining timeouts, and it'll be a full timeout. We'll take it as well. Minute 22 to play in the ballgame. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, 53. The North Lynn Lynx, 49. Back in a minute here on KGYN.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
53-49, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck with the lead with a minute 22 to play. And North Lynn will inbound after the timeout. 2 possessions down. They get it to Bogey. Hand back to Hilmer. Let's see what they ran in the huddle. They go back door, and the pass tipped away and stolen. Tried to go inside. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck out of there with it. Through traffic is Smolt. Only the 5th North Lynn turnover of the ballgame. Smolt circles down the baseline, drops it off for Tatey, backdoor layup, good. Walker Tatey with 6. Still a 2-possession game, 55-49. Miller all the way in and was fouled with 53.7 to go. He'll go to the line. And the foul going to be charged to Joe Smolt. His 3rd, 8th team foul on the Rebels. And that will send Ryan Miller to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 this morning. Miller, a good free thrower at 77%. Swish is the first one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com. 53.7 to play. One more. Benzides puts it up. Rimming it good. Count them both, 15, full court pressure. Ball tipped away, and it was going out of bounds, and it's going to go to North Lynn off of Smolt. He tried to call timeout. They didn't give it to him. You cannot call timeout falling out of bounds. And that'll be turnover number 14. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck crowd didn't like it, but that's the right call by Marshall Cotton. You cannot call a timeout going out of bounds. 50 seconds to play. Hilmer circling up front. Now takes it inside. Got cut off. Over to Sieber. Back to Hilmer. Fakes the three. Steps in. Goes back door for the easy layup. Timeout North Lynn. Bogey gets the layup. And it's a 2-point game with 40.1 to go. 55-53. As the lead down to 2 with 40.1 to go. As North Lynn will talk things over, it will be a full timeout, and that will leave North Lynn with 1. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck still with 3 remaining. Now North Lynn will slap on the full court pressure here. No doubt about that. If you're North Lynn, you want to keep it out of the hands of Joe Smolt and Caden Kickbush, both at 86%. And if you want to choose someone, It's going to be Matt Roding. Matt Roding, only a 23% free throw shooter so far this year. So that's the guy that you want to have the basketball. And he is in the game, but he's going to be the one to inbound, it looks like. Asking if he can run the baseline, and he can. Northland still in this game, down by 2 points. Roding the inbound, they get it in. Kick push, has it. He'll bring it up, stops at the center line. Did not go over and back. Here's Smoltz, Smoltz trapped, double team, gets it out of there to Pierce. 30 seconds to play. Back it comes to Kick push. Out to Smoltz, ball tipped away. Northland going for the steal. Smoltz is holding it there, playing catch with Kick push. The 286 percenters, and there's a reach foul with 19.9 to go. Double bonus. And Wasco gets his fourth for Northland. First free throw good on a two-shot situation. Kick push, we mentioned, 86%, and he and Smolt were the two that were playing catch along the sideline. This is for a two-possession lead. Up and good. Got the friendly roll. 57-53, 17 seconds. Hilmer in a hurry, takes a baseline, fall away, short. Rebound, Pierce lost it out of bounds, going to stay with the Lynx. With 13.4 to go. Still time, but it's a two-possession game. See what Northland will do. Hilmer will inbound. And timeout, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. They're going to take 30 to talk it over. And that will leave them with two. 57-53. Been a terrific basketball game. Two very good teams going at it. Winner moves on to the championship. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck was third in 2015. Or I beg your pardon, first in 2015. They made it to the semifinals a year ago before losing. Looking to make it back. They've been in the semifinals three straight seasons here at Wells Fargo Arena. They've had the last two state football championships. They've also been a power in soccer the last couple of years with this group. Smoltz, a senior, of course. Roding, a senior. Pierce, a senior. Northland inbound. Lynx needs some buckets and points. 13.4 to go. They lob it out to Miller. His pass on the sideline, and Smoltz trying to call a timeout. Going to stay with Northland with 11 to go. And again, good call by Raleigh Weavers. You cannot call a timeout while falling out of bounds. Tried to do it again. Right in front of us, Miller bounces into Hilmer. Going to have to get something going in a hurry. Hilmer up top. Miller off the screen. Three-pointer off the left side. No good. Pierce the rebound, foul with 3.3, and that's going to do it. Miller had a great look. And Wasco is fouled out with 3 seconds remaining with a six-point warning. And Fluhop will come in for Northland. And it's a 57-53 game with 3.3 to go. Now, a little confusion. That foul was on Wasco, and that will be his fifth. .3 to go. Tyler Pierce will go to the line.
Now, Gladbrook back Rhinebeck to the game.
Has gotten to the line in the second half. That has been the big difference.
But a well-played first
and
half here.
And they got
here.
Some big buckets in the stretch from Joe Smolt that got him back here in the game. Free throw up. High Archer, no. 3.3 to go. 57-53, but it's pretty much academic from here. Pierce will have another. Puts it up and got the roll. Time to inbound for Northland. They'll get it into Hilmer. And he stepped on the sideline with 1.7 to go. Northland will have one more game this year. They'll play in the consolation game coming up tomorrow morning. So Northland will observe their first loss. Inbound, and that's it. Ladbroke Rhinebeck comes back from a 7-point halftime deficit to beat North Lynn 58-53. We'll come back and at the post game from Des Moines after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines last with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Fit as anybody can be.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, when you buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner, you'll get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Back.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
We're out on the floor right now. Reps at St. Mary's and Des Moines Grandview Christian going at it here to see who will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the state championship game. And that will be coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. North Lynn fans, you'll get ready for the consolation game coming up tomorrow morning, and that will go off at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning against the team that drops this semifinal number two between St. Mary's and Grandview Christian. Great game here today. North Lynn had a 7-point lead. The thing that changed in the second half in this one, Joe Smolt got going for a little bit. In the third quarter, hit a couple of very big three-pointers. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck just got to the free throw line in the second half. And that catapulted them to the turnaround. They outscored North Lynn by 12 in the second half. Gladbrook Rhinebeck put together a big 12-4 run to get this game closer. And they made the free throws down the stretch and win it 58-53. Let's take a look at the final scoring for the Rebels. They were led by Joe Smolt, led three in double figures with 19 points, but North Lynn did a terrific job in the All-Stater. Came in averaging over 30 a game and ended up with only 19. I say only 19, but hit a couple of big three-pointers, as I mentioned, in the second half. Tyler Pierce, he picked up the scoring with 17 points. Caden Kickbush, right at his average of 12. Walker Tatey had 6 points. Matt Roding with 2, and Thomas Music off the bench with 2 for the Rebels. For North Lynn, they dropped to 26-1. Two in double figures. Jake Hilmer leading the way with 20. 10 in the first half, 10 in the second half. He had an outstanding line today. We'll get to in a moment. Ryan Miller with 15, but held without a field goal in the second half of play. 6 points for Adam Wasco before fouling out late. Trevor Bogey had 5. David Sieber had 3. Bradley Fluhop with 3. And Carter Johnson with the free throw for 1. The turnovers Gladbrook Rhinebeck with 14, and Northland took big advantage of that in the first half, but not as many turnovers in the second half for the Rebels. North Lynn with only 6 turnovers here in the ball game. And shooting percentages for North Lynn, they dropped down to 31% at the end of the game. 18 of 58, 5 of 25, and only 20% for the ball game. For Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 20 of 41, 49% shooting. They were 6 of 14 from beyond the arc at 43%. And free throw shooting, both teams dead even. They were both 12 of 16 and 75% here in the ball game. Rebounding, an advantage plus 5 for the Rebels, 35 to 30. Gladbrook Rhinebeck with 5 offensive rebounds. North Lynn had 12 offensive rebounds, but really did not take full advantage of the putback opportunities in this one. For North Lynn, leading the way, 8 rebounds for Adam Wasco. Trevor Bogey had 6, Jake Hilmer had 6. And Kickbush and Smolt both with 9 rebounds in the game for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Jake Hilmer's line today ended up with 20 points, was only 7 of 21 shooting, but 6 of 8 from the free throw line, had 6 rebounds and 8 assists in the ball game. Almost a double-double today for Jake Hilmer. Joe Smolt almost with a double-double. Almost with a triple-double today, as he had 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists in this game for Gladbrook Rhinebeck. So a 58-53 win for the Rebels of Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and they move on to the state championship game coming up tomorrow night, and that will get underway at 6 o'clock. Some of the other final stats before we send you to the Iowa State-Oklahoma State game. Points in the paint, North Lynn wins that 24-22. Points off turnovers, North Lynn with an advantage, 11-7 there. Second chance points, 9-1. North Lynn wins that. Fast break points were tied at 2. And the bench scoring tonight went to North Lynn, 4-2 over Gladbrook Rhinebeck. 10 lead changes, and the score was tied 3 times in this basketball game. That's a very good basketball game between very, very good teams. What you would come to expect in a state semifinal as they get ready to move on. Gladbrook Rhinebeck does to the state championship game, and that will be coming up tomorrow night, as we mentioned here from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Right now, Iowa State, we're going to get you ready to go to Kansas City, and it's looking good for the Cyclones early, 35-27. They lead Oklahoma State. Just under 4 to play in that ball game right now at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. So North Lynn will now take on the losing team tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And we wish the best of luck to the Lynx in their consolation game coming up tomorrow morning, the third place game here in Des Moines. Coming up later on tonight, 6:20 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, we will have 3A state semifinal basketball for you, as it will be Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Waverly Shell Rock tonight. The defending state champions against the number one seeded Gohawks. We'll have it for you at 6:20 tonight right here on KGYM Sports. Looking forward to bringing you that one here from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. I want to thank Jeff Downing back in our studio. Also, a big thanks to all our great boosters bringing high school basketball here on KGYM. And a big thanks to everybody out there for listening. Wish we had better news for you today, but good ball game. And North Lynn drops their first game of the year here to a very good Gladbrook Rhinebeck team. I'm Scott Unesh saying so long for just a little while. We'll talk to you again tonight here from Des Moines. Final score of this Class 1A state semifinal. It was number 4, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, 58, and number 1, North Lynn, 53. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines.